working hard, getting better, working hard.
You're at the point in camp where you kind of want to see another face on that side of the line. You don't want to see the patch. You want to see another, maybe another jersey or something.
Just at the point of needing to get better every single day. You can always improve on something, no matter what day it is in camp, no matter who you're going versus. You can work on your technique every single day. You go versus the same guys every day, but they also switch rotation. You go versus many different safeties, many different corners. So it's good how they rotate the defense, and you're not just going versus one guy the whole time. So you're getting a lot of work versus a lot of good players out there.
Rob, what's it like going against Patrick Chung? What kind of challenges does he give you?
He brings a lot of challenges to the table. He's a guy that competes out there on the football field, and that's what's great going versus him. He wants to get better as a player, and so do I. So when we face each other, we go at each other with a fun, competitive spirit, and we both bring it to each other. So it's just making each other better football players and good action at the same time.
At this point in camp, you're almost like the old dog days, the idea that you got to fight through, you know, you already get 7-8 practices.
Yeah, you got to always fight through. I mean, it's camp every single day. You're going out in the field, full pads. You got to fight through it no matter what. You got aches and pains, your legs are tired, whatever it is. It's camp days. This is when you build your body for the whole season.
You hear Tom sort of urging you guys on, you know, come on, let's go. Like, is that sort of what that's, you know, what that is?
He always has fresh legs. he definitely is our leader, and he motivates us, and that's what's great about working with him, because he's always competing out on the football field. He gets us fired through. He can tell sometimes when we're a little tired, and he gets us to push it through. So that's what's great about having competitive players on our team. On the offense, we're all trying to pick each other up and make each other better football players.
We saw Tom doing that, and we saw more drops today as a team than you guys have had. Do you think you're as sharp today? You said it's a dog at times. Do you have to focus harder to get sharper?
You got to always focus, for sure. When you're getting tired, you got to put the focus. You got to put mental work in and the physical work in too. But you guys got to grind through it. Another day tomorrow, you got to come out with some energy and get through and have a good day out there.
Rob, what's it like? This is an important time for details, going over details and practice and whatnot. Toward the end of practice, it looked like you and Bill and Dave were going over some details without getting too specific. You don't want to share the specific details. How important is that at this stage? You can't go over little things.
It's super important to go over big things, to go over little things. And that's what is great about having great coaches out there to coach you up. You got to listen to your coaches to become a better football player and go out there and do the technique that they're teaching you to do. So it's definitely the days where you got to go learn your technique, go out and perform it, keep working hard in individual drills and bring it out to team.
Was that about technique? Was it about
It's just all about coaching and football.
Rob, is it tough to see a teammate go down? We couldn't help but miss LeGarrette walking off the field with some trainers. What did you see?
I can't speak on behalf of the trainers or another player, so I didn't see it. So hopefully he's all right, though. He's a talented player.
How was it having the officials out there today? How helpful was that?
It's great having officials out there. It's more like you get the football atmosphere. They tell you if it's a penalty, push off, or whatever. So it's great to have a true football atmosphere out there, like a game day, and it's great to talk to them, get the feel of the game, get the feel how they're going to coach. I mean, how they're going to ref, how they're going to officiate. So it's great.
What's it like for you guys when there's numbers are down a little bit and you're supposed to have more guys out there getting in front of your reps? How do you manage your reps because you're going to be in there more than what if there's a couple of guys?
I expect to come out whatever, every single day, and whenever the coaches put me in, just go out and perform the best of my ability.
Rob, what's it like to be coached by Bill, someone as good as Bill Belichick? How does that feel for you to be coached by him? Like, what is that like?
It's awesome. He's an unbelievable coach, and love coming out, love working hard, love competing under him, and love getting the coach's points from him. He wouldn't be where he is now without the skills he has. It's awesome.
Is there ever a dumb question to ask Bill? Can you ask Bill anything about anything?
I don't know. I got to go.
All right, guys.